Well, what is going on? It is your weekly baseball update for Major League Baseball. I am Nate Sheldon. Start things off in Houston, where the Astros won 9 in a row this week, are red hot. They swept the A's, Yankees, and Mariners this week. The Mariners, who were in first place at 13-2 at the start of the series, Astros have now overtaken them in the standings by mere percentage points. But the Astros have found their groove offensively and have taken off this week. The Dodgers snapped a 6-game losing streak Saturday by beating the Padres. And following that, Clayton Kershaw made his season debut last night against the Cincinnati Reds. First inning, he gave up a 2-run home run to Yasiel Puig, his former teammate with the Dodgers, and ended up getting the no decision. Jock Peterson hit the game-winning 2-run home run in the bottom of the ninth to give the Dodgers the victory in that one. Also last night, Christian Yelich of the Milwaukee Brewers had his first 3-homer game, two of those home runs being 3-run home runs, as they easily outlasted the Cardinals in a divisional matchup. Also, Mike Trout returned last night from a short stint on the bench healing his groin injury. He was the DH last night and had two hits in that game. A loss to the Rangers 12-7. Take a look at the injury list for the week, and it continues to grow for the New York Yankees, adding an 11th player to the list. This time, first baseman Greg Bird is on the injury list with a plantar tear in his left foot. An injury-plagued career for Greg Bird continues. Estimated recovery time is 6 to 8 weeks. The Philadelphia Phillies also added David Robertson to the injury list with right elbow soreness. No news on when he might return from that stint. Francisco Lindor, the shortstop for the Cleveland Indians, was sent to AAA affiliate for his rehab stint. He should be returning to the team in the next week from that ankle sprain he suffered at the end of spring training. And also just announced today, Blake Snell, the ace starting pitcher for the Tampa Bay Rays, was placed on the injured list retroactive to April 14th with a fractured fourth toe. It's estimated that he'll probably only have to miss one start and be able to make his next start on April 24th. So the Rays dodged a bullet there. Coming up this week, the big matchup, the Boston and New York face off again, this time, the first time this season, a short 2-game series in New York. Both teams struggling the first part of the season. Both lost home series to last place teams. The Red Sox losing the series to the Orioles 2-1. And the Yankees losing the series to the White Sox 2-1. Both looking to right the ship and start getting a streak going winning-wise. Of course, the Yankees have 11 players on the injury list, like I mentioned before. They did get CC Sabathia back this Saturday in their 4-0 victory over the Chicago White Sox. The Red Sox main issue right now is their starting pitching. Their staff ERA is a league high 7.46, and Chris Sale is the main culprit with a 9 ERA. Taking a look at the standings this week in Major League Baseball, first place teams, the Tampa Bay Rays, sit atop the AL East at 12-4. The Minnesota Twins, surprisingly atop the AL Central early on in the season, 8-5. Indians still struggling, and the starting pitching for them has been their issue, mainly Corey Kluber. The Houston Astros, like I mentioned before, won 9 in a row. They are now in first place, 11-5 on the season. The Mets lead a crowded National League East field, 10-6, a half game up over the Braves, and a game up on the Phillies. The Milwaukee Brewers lead the NL Central 11-6, and the San Diego Padres lead the NL West 11-7, one game ahead of the Los Angeles Dodgers. That's going to wrap up this week's update for Major League Baseball. Tune in again next Wednesday for more baseball news.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.